Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking time out to listen. Today, I titled this message, Unwilling to Face Old Age. Unwilling to Face Old Age. Some individuals do not want to deal with the fact that their mind is slower, their body is aging, and they are not able to do as much as they once did in their youth. For most of my life, I have been around older individuals, people who are 10 plus years older than me. And what I have found is that when you are around those who are mature, as well as those who are mature yet foolish, and those who are mature and wise, there is something consistent with all of them. There are those moments where they don't want to face the fact that they are older. Okay? When you draw attention to whatever their weakness is, they are very quick to either lie about what they said, knowing full well they forgot. They will point the finger at you and say, you don't know what you're talking about. They will ignore you. They may even do some things that will shock you. I have seen some things and experienced some things being around older folks, and it wasn't all positive. The mood swings happen oftentimes because they are very tired. They refuse to face the fact that, no, you can't stay up all hours of the night like you once did in your youth. So the mood swings show up throughout the day. Then, of course, tiredness comes into play. And then one, after a while, may end up recognizing that sleep and other issues are playing a factor in mood. But laziness creeps in because the body is not used to doing what it once did. Okay? I have found that there is the bodily changes that take place. And so those who don't want to face the fact that their body is doing any number of things will refuse to go to the doctor, will cover up what is going on within, by decorating their external bodies up quite nicely. There are those, more specifically women, who will frown at other women for wearing their gray hair, will frown at other women because they are dressed in a more conservative way, or you have those who are dressed in a more conservative way frowning at those who are dressed like teenagers, okay? And there is something wrong with a mature person dressing like a teenager. I know some folks want to say that they're getting their sexy back when they do that, but it looks awful. It really does. They won't admit that, though, and they will be very critical and oftentimes will curse you if you should say, you don't look right in that tight sweater, or you don't look right in that short mini skirt. Or you need to cover up some aspects of your body because they're not appealing and they're drawing all sorts of negative attention. Okay? No, they will talk about you. They will reverse what you are saying and be very rude and very disrespectful of you if you speak about things that they feel they look good in. Okay, we have to face the fact that as much as, you know, we live in a world where people can express themselves any kind of way, or almost any kind of way, because there are still circles that you cannot do what you want to do. There are still laws that need to be enforced. So it's not necessarily free to be whatever with whomever. But there are those individuals who they think that because they're grown, because they're mature, because they're older, that they can say whatever and do whatever. If you have any common sense, you know that that is just not accurate, nor is it true. You cannot. There are children that are looking at mothers and fathers. There are grandchildren that are looking at grandparents, and they're looking for some type of example. They want to know that what they're doing is okay, it's all right, or it's not right. And mom, you know, I need you to help me on this, or dad, I need you to guide me, okay? That doesn't come too often with children, but when it does, the mature, wise person should be there to counsel. And if he or she has no clue what to say, that's why we have the Bible. That's why we pray. That's why there's churches. That's why there's, you know, positive civic groups and so forth. But a lot of these elderly, seniors, mature, older individuals are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. 3 decades, I have watched older people drop the ball with young people. They were more concerned about getting their needs met from younger folks, whether it was sexually, whether it was physical labor, whether it was just companionship or whatever. They were more concerned about getting their selfish needs met as opposed to dispensing knowledge into the young people's lives in a caring, respectable, lovable way, though, you see. You have some older people that they are not interested in doing it in a loving, sweet, kind way. They rather berate, belittle, demand, control. And so what does God do? He eventually moves on the hearts and minds of these young people in a way where they find some solace elsewhere. They find some counsel elsewhere. Okay? Then there is also the enemy, who will use young people to go here, there, and everywhere and rebel against the elderly. You weren't there. You didn't care about me. I don't care about you. Forget you. They curse. They, you know, act up. They will even abuse the seniors because of all of the hurts and so forth that they went through. Dropping the ball. When they could have been wise, when they could have trained up a child, when they could have been there for someone in need of some help, they chose not to. Or they chose to shut down, shut out, and everything else because you're not dancing by the beat of my drum. Controlling, demanding, ineffective types of seniors. Okay? But I have heard them in circles because I have worked around these individuals, talk about their daughters, adult sons, quite negatively. I've heard them complain, and I've heard them try to have these pity parties, knowing full well that they didn't do as much as they claim in these circles. I paid for college. No, that didn't happen with many of these adults. And if you check the credit history of some of the people, okay, and I was in the apartment industry, so I got to check, you know, some of the credit of these young people. It's so true that mom and dad really wasn't helping them as much as they like to brag and boast. Okay, you know, it's unfortunate that mom and dad got everything that they needed, but then dropped the ball when it came to the sons, the daughters, and the grandsons and the granddaughters. Okay? God moved them to do some things, but they refused because there were certain precepts that the adult sons and daughters and their children were supposed to follow. And when that didn't happen, therefore, we keep all the wealth, or we give our wealth to our church, or we give our wealth over to, you know, the friend who was always coming over and seeing about us, or the cousin, or somebody distant. Okay. And God sees it all. Okay. when these sorts of things take place, we cannot try to make people behave. I know you want daddy to be there to advise you, to counsel you, daughter. I know you want mom to be there to listen to you and to understand, daughter. But some people are not going to do that, okay? They're simply not. Not those that you expect, and sometimes not those that are connected to the individuals, okay, who are having problems being that parent or grandparent to sons, daughters, and grandchildren, okay? Sometimes the poison spreads and it goes off into other areas, okay? Mom or dad talking to first cousins, talking to sisters, talking to brothers about they're no good children, okay? So therefore, when the children go to seek counsel elsewhere, they feel like, uh-oh, this door's closed here. Uh-oh, this door's closed there. Oh, now, slowly but surely, there is a family divide and people are not reaching out to aunts and uncles and everyone else. And the aunts and uncles are not reaching out to the young people because of what mothers and fathers and grandparents have said over the years. And one thing about it, family members do pay close attention to conversations. They will call something back up from 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years ago. And here we are standing there talking about, she remembered all that? Mm-hmm. He remembered when I said, mm-hmm. Okay. So the young people don't have a chance because they've been blackballed out of certain circles. They're not able to get the necessary help needed. There are those jealous seniors, Lord Jesus, I have seen this with my own eyes, where they're eye rolling, they're looking away, they're not very engaging to the young people. That particular young person hasn't done anything to them, but because of what they've seen in media, they assume that all young people act a certain kind of way, or they heard. Or I know what I went through with my daughter and with my son, so I just know that this one's going to be this way to me. Okay? They assume the worst. Not every young person is like that rebellious daughter or rebellious son or mean-spirited, you know, brother, sister, what have you. But if they have it in their mind that all young people are a certain kind of way, there's no getting around that. All we can do is just pray. But also keep our distance. The problem with some young people not being able to flourish and grow is that they are being confined to relationships. They are being forced to celebrate traditional holidays with these negative, toxic types of individuals who have done nothing as far as instilling good values, wisdom, or they may have once done that, but then you're out of my hair now. I've done all that I can do, bye-bye, see you, okay? Or they end up just offending children, provoking them to wrath, which the Bible says, not only honor thy mother and thy father, but also not to provoke your children to wrath. And so what happens is that these parents and grandparents and seniors that we pity and we say, oh, that is so sad. You know, her daughter, her sons don't come around. That is so bad. Well, hold your pity. I know God spoke to me when I was working in one particular atmosphere. I felt so bad for all of the seniors who didn't have any visits from, you know, grandchildren and daughters and sons. And the Lord told me, no, don't pity them. These were mean parents in their youth. And they are reaping what they have sown. They have provoked their children to wrath. They did not train up children, or there were those who trained up children harshly. Sooner or later, justice was going to be served. And part of that justice for a lot of these seniors is that they don't get to have a quality relationship with their children when they could have spent time with them, when they could have taken them places, when they could have, you know, helped them out of situations, when they could have paid for different things, they chose not to. Unfortunately, we come across those, and I'm sure some of you have hoarders, greedy folks, selfish individuals, vengeful types. How can you pity people like that? You just can't. You just can't. Once you know the truth, once you have sat down and talked with the sons and the daughters and other relatives, you find out, oh, this is why things are the way they are. Now I see. Oops, sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. I had no business trying to pity folks. I had no business judging. I didn't grow up in that atmosphere. That's right. So you don't know. You don't know what type of falling out has taken place over the course of time. And that is why, as believers, we cannot be critical of those who decide to go low contact or no contact with their relatives. Okay? Just because you have a quality relationship with your people doesn't mean that everybody around you has a quality relationship. And those that put pressure on husbands and wives to see their parents, to go here, to do this, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. There are plenty of people who have gone through much with their parents. And if a spouse wants to distance themselves from their parents for any number of reasons, or grandparents or other relatives, then that should be done without the berating them or, you know, being used by the relatives to get to that husband or wife. Because sometimes that's what extended relatives will do when they want to maintain power and control. They will use husbands and wives to get to their beloved sons and daughters or nieces and nephews. Can you send her a message? Can you tell so-and-so this? I need for you to, okay? And before long, that person ends up not having the end anymore in the social group, because after a while, people will start to see, you're not on my side. Matter of fact, you are just causing more problems by sharing all of the messages that my relatives have told you. Okay? So the distance has to be created when you're dealing with people who are quite negative, or those who are going through much. Sometimes it's not even about negativity. It's just illness going on, illness within the body, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually, as a result of operations, grief, stresses on the job, the loss of someone dear, anything could trigger a meanness, a negativity, you know, nastiness from some individuals. Okay. But we pray for them, and then we continue on about our business. And that is, of course, as I like to say, kingdom business. Whatever it is that God has put in your spirit to help others, that's what you focus on. We have so many talented Christians, believers that are doing great and mighty things, and they're doing them without holding on to people that are only going to bring them down. Okay. Then there are those that are just esteeming these people to the point where they are codependents. They are not moving ahead spiritually, mentally, or physically. And they're actually passing on a lot of the negativity that was put upon them onto their own children and grandchildren. And that's unfortunate too. So just like we can go around and spread the good news, there are also those individuals that will go around and spread the bad news. And they will have those pity parties with people who are willing to listen, and those that are the judgmental type, those that don't know all of what is going on, they will play on those people's ears. Okay. And that's where, like I said, you're wrong for doing that when you don't know, you know, all the details. And even if you knew all of the details, we're supposed to be focused on kingdom business. Once again, not getting caught up in other people's quarrels. In Proverbs, God warns us about getting involved in other people's quarrels. We shouldn't do it. Okay. He tells us to stay away from the angry man. Okay. There's good reason for that. And of course, there are so many other warnings in Proverbs when it comes to dealing with people. So I thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. I hope that this message gives you some peace when it comes to dealing with those seniors that are just doing any number of things to really get up under your skin. Some of you all just hold fast to the Lord. You know, all of these titles can really weigh you down. And before long, you start resenting people and you find yourself not working as hard in your life because you're so caught up in everybody else's stuff. Okay. So God is calling those of you all who feel bound by some negative seniors, some depressed seniors, some angry seniors, or what have you. He's calling you up out of that. Stay focused. Stay true to his word. I thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Let us take this moment to pray. Dear Lord, thank you once again for just another inspiring message. I pray in Jesus' name for every listener who is going through much, dealing with an elderly parent or senior in their circle. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will give them the strength, the guidance, the motivation, and everything they need to deal with whatever comes their way concerning this senior. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that they will just recognize that the person is getting older, and Lord, to bless them with the patience and the love and the understanding of all of these things. I pray in Jesus' name. May God's angels of protection be all around you, because I know there are those seniors who can be violent, violent with their tongue as well as violent with their fists. Some are never too old to want to fight. So may God be with you during those times. And also, I just want to take the moment to direct you to the description box. If there's anything in the description box that you can benefit from, by all means, please do take a look at those things. And if you like this message and you're just wanting to check out some other messages in the future, please do subscribe. Thank you once again for listening, and to God be the glory.